An Oreo cookie. I get excited about the projects that I work on almost to a fault. I'm on my third major project of my career. And I got a lot of things for free from the first project. I had a built-in community, a built-in support system. And then the second project came around and I didn't have that support system. And I also didn't appreciate, I knew that going into that world, I knew success would be simpler, at least on paper. The technologies I was dealing with were much simpler. But there was also a lot of unknowns. But given the technology landscape, I was able to iterate quickly. And the team that I worked with, you know, built some incredible things in a very short amount of time. And I went out and sold that work. Look at all the great work we're doing. Oh my gosh, we're going to be able to take over the world. And there was a lot of people that ate that up and got really excited. Naturally, I was excited. And the problem was there was too much excitement, as weird as that sounds. There's this analogy that I've heard about dipping Oreo cookies. And the basic gist is like, If you take an Oreo cookie and you dip it in milk and you eat it, it's really good. But if you like soak it and like put too much milk, then it becomes this kind of like this mess that just falls apart, because you got too much of a good thing. And that's sort of what happened. This project is called Milo. There was just too much of a good thing, because what happened was my leadership was so excited and I was so excited that we said, rather than doing what we call staggered releases, like, okay, this site goes and we get them taken care of, then this site goes and they get taken care of. We did everything, or at least we tried to do everything in parallel. And it was pure pandemonium. I mean, I traveled around the world to try and educate engineers on how to work. Hundreds of engineers, or over 100 engineers, built a training program, because we were so understaffed from a core competency perspective. We were under-trained. We were asking engineers that knew how to do one thing, and we were asking them to do something completely different, all at the same time. And it's been very unpleasant. I've talked about those unpleasantries. So now I fully appreciate what I had in that first project, the support system, this sort of laissez-faire, this sort of lackadaisical migration plan, because these things are migrations. You move from one technology to another. So coming away from this second project and now working into my third, I am very close guarded. I am not going out and being a salesperson. I am in very like little micro areas. You know, individually, I will go to someone and say, hey, what do you think of this? Hey, you should see this. But I'm not making these big platitudes of like, we're going to change the world and we're going to change our entire organization. And we did, but it was way too fast, way too much, way too soon, all those things. And the thing that I stress upon people now is they get excited, because you can't build in isolation. You're not going to have a good product if you build in isolation, or at least complete isolation. You need to get that feedback. You need to have that sort of feedback loop, because not all of your ideas are good. At least not all of my ideas are good. So I need to show some of my, what I call my, guidance council or, you know, advisory board. I have a group of cross-functional people. That's content creators, that's executives and VPs, and I will go to them in confidence and say, hey, what do you think of this? But I won't make these big, like, all these sort of meetings of, you know, 50 people of look at everything we're doing. I want that anonymity. I want that, what we call stealth mode. We are currently operating in stealth mode, and we've been very successful as a result of that. I've almost been working on this project for a year now in stealth. And it just goes to show, like, I don't want to over dip this Oreo cookie. Do I want to build great things? Yes. Do I want the sweet treats? Yes. Sorry. Way too leaning into this way too much. But, and now I am going into a situation. I'm actually traveling to Vegas for work, and there will be a potential to make these bombastic proclamations and get people excited. And those people will say, when can I have this? And I'll say, I don't know. I really want to get it to you, but I don't want us to do it prematurely like we did the last project. The goal is to have one happy customer instead of many unhappy ones. That's it. All right, go have some Oreos. Talk to you later. Bye.